And it is the Coach Home. It's John Gibbons hosting this week, and we start up at Old Trafford and we're down short at Saturday night game. And Ant, I listened to it on the radio on the way home from Brighton. It sounded like a good game. What was it like to watch?
Yeah, it was end to end. Really, really strange game, actually, because it felt like every time we scored, we sort of retreated back into our shell. And obviously, Tottenham have a really poor defence. So I thought they were there to get at. I thought we could have took advantage a bit more, but we've just got this mentality at the moment where we sit on leads and, you know, we haven't got that much confidence, so we tend to just retreat back. And every time we did that, Spurs took advantage of it. So yeah, it was a bit of a strange game. You know, as soon as we went ahead, just honestly, it was like playing in our own half and a one-man counter attack. So it was a bit strange, but yeah, really glad to get the win. I touched on it briefly before, but you know, when you're in poor form like United are, and you know you're not where you should be really, or you believe you should be, there's no entitlement. You sort of just have to enjoy the games in the moment. And you know, I logged on to Twitter Sunday morning. It was just all arguments about players. You know, you've got to derive that enjoyment out of it somehow and just take it game to game rather than thinking about how many cracks are being papered over.
Oh, that's fair. And I guess no one kind of sums that up better than the lad who got a hat trick. You know, I mean, we spoke when he first signed and you weren't sure about it in terms of not necessarily him, but what was that, what Manchester United needed, what was that should be invested in now. I mean, I would argue you've been proved right over time, but again, Saturday night's not the time to talk about that really. You're enjoying one of the greatest players of all time scoring a hat trick.
No, and I don't want it always to sound personal to Ronaldo, because it's not. It's some of it's our fault. I still think he'd be okay in a team that, you know, dominated in the opposition half, played the majority of the game there, and you know he was on the end of it and a poacher. But the type of football United play now, they sort of need that striker that's going to work the channels. He's going to drop off and play with his back to goal a bit like Firmino does so well for Liverpool without the, you know, the output. We sort of need a player like that, I think, for the majority of football we play. But I don't think there's any team in the league that are lacking a style as much as United. You know, sometimes we can be like that, and then other times we can, especially against the big teams like City, Liverpool, you know, we're going to be playing the majority of the game in our own half. And in those times, I do think, you know, he's not got the energy for it at that age, you know, probably not got the work rate, and he's not used to that because he's used to playing in teams that are so dominant.